We are learning Masechta Zivamis Daf Pei Gimel Amar Beis, and we are starting in the two dots, approximately 10 lines from the top of the two dots. Rabbi Zok the Gemara, Hudaim or Tumtum, it says in the Mishnah that a Tumtum Shenikra is a Zachar, but he does not do Chalitza. Why? He can't have children, he's like a Saros. That's what it says, he's like a Saros. Zok the Gemara, Amar Avami. My overlay, so who's saying a tumtum that was shenikra and he's found a zachar, he can't give birth. So more as a kasha, my other hudla tumtum de biri, there's a tumtum in the city of biri, dasuva ve kursei, they put him on a certain chair, on an operating table, ve ikra, and they tore him open, va oilid, el maisi, he was a zachar, va oilid, sheva benin, and he had seven sons, so you see, he could have children. So more, who'd tell you, I don't believe it. Let's really find out who his children are. Probably his wife was Mazana. It's not his children. Don't bring a right from there. Zotim Maravaita. Tanya Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda Imer. Rabbi Yisi Yehuda Imer says, Tumtum loy yachloitz. A tumtum should not do chalitza. And it's a voyeur from the Gemara later on. What it means is like this. If there are other brothers here, the tumtum should not do the chalitza because he's a suffix of chalitza works. And what he's going to do is, he's going to make now that the brothers can't do Yibum anymore, because once he's a Safek Chalitza, if he did Chalitza, it's not going to be good for Yibum, make a puzzle. So he shouldn't do it, and it doesn't work either. So just don't maybe keep away. What? And maybe Moshe, maybe not Motel Shuk. And just, he just messes up. All the brothers, Tumtum should not do Chalitza. Why? Tumla Yachlis, Shem Yikarun to Saras. Maybe they're going to tear him up and see the Zachar, and he's a Saras. Sirus Chama, and they can't have children. Freight the Gemara ought to call the Mikra Zachar Ava? Everyone's a Zachar? So it's Hachkama. Why are we saying?
It's
Shem. Shem name is Asaros, is Masma. Shem Yikra is Asaros. What I'm saying. Shem is maybe in a cave. So it's Hachkama, you're right. Hachkama. Shem Yikra is in a cave. Bafilim is a Zach, Shem is a Rishama. And therefore, he's not a kosher person to do Chalitza. So basically, he's saying is that a Tumtum shouldn't do Chalitza because he might be apostle. But he's a little different than his father, Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah says, like, he's Vada, it's Rishama. So my Benayu, Amarava. What's the difference in the halacha between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosef Yehuda, his son? That's a nafkamina lahalacha. And like Rashi explains, the nafkamina lahalacha is like this, that if there are other brothers, he dafka should not do chalitza, because he will passel the brothers. But according to Rav Yehuda and the Mishnah, he's nothing, he doesn't do anything, his chalitza is nothing, it's worth nothing. That's one afkmin. Another afkmin is, if there are no brothers, and he's the only brother, so according to Yehuda Mishnah, she goes free. She has no problem. But according to Yehuda, misafik, you have to do a chalitza. So come to the little chumrah. So there's two afkminis, Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, just for the Laman HaTaira, if you go back to the Mishnah, Pei Aleph Man Aleph, where it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo yachloitz, Rashi says, lo yachloitz im yesh achar, if there's not a brother. That sounds like a Rabbi Yehuda, not like a Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a very short Rashi. I am the Marsha over here that talks about that Rashi. That's for extra credit. And the Olam, you know, may listen to one of the Shura, maybe they speak about it there. But it's a good aura, and you have to know about the aura. Yeah. Zogdum Arvaita. Omrav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omrav Abba Achud, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zavdi. Omrav Yehuda Marab. Going back to Adroigenes. It says, we had here so far, well, as we're learning, we have here a machlokes of Adroigenes is a Suffolk Zachar Nekevo, it's a Vaday Zachar. That was different enough communities, and we're going to continue with that discussion. Om Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Rav Abba, Achud, Rav Yehuda, Rav Zavdim, Rav Yehuda, Rav Adroigenes, Chayov Malav Skilom Shtei Mekoymes. Adroigenes, according to Svandi Yomar, is a Vaday Zachar. And therefore, if a Zachar is born him, it's a Zachar Baal Zachar. But not only that, the Chayov Skilom Shtei Mekoymes, both in his Mokim of his Nekevus, or his Mokim Shleika Darko, it's like Mokim, we call it Mokim Zachros. Either way, Yechayev Skilu. Meisvei, Rabbi Eliezer, Imer, Adroigenes, Chayelov, Skilu, Kezachar, this is really Rabbi Eliezer, our Mishnah, Medvar, Murim, Mezachar, Shaloi, Am Nekevus, Shaloi, Potter, and Nekevus, Shaloi, is Potter. So, the kash is, it's not like Rabbi Eliezer. So, Be'etzim, you could have answered simple, we had before, that the Kubit Tanakam argues in this, what? Rabbi Eliezer says that you only chayv makom zacha. He says, I'll read it again. And we just finished saying chayv shtei mekaymus. So lechayra, it's a stira to Rabbi Eliezer. So you could have answered that it's going according to the Tanakama of our Mishnah. The Tanakama of our Mishnah, according to one man the Amar 4, where Rabbi Yechon learned, He held taka that it was from both mekaymes. That's what Mora said before. Mora said that was an afkamina according to Rabbi Yechanan. So that's a stickle of a good kasha that you could have said that. But like upon him, I guess the Mora wants him a first place. Who domar ki hay tana? The tana limit in a brisa. Rabbi Simoy Omer adreganis chayov malav skilam shtei mekaymes. Rabbi Simoy said before us that adreganis chayov skilam from two mekaymes. What's the makar for Rabbi Simoy? My time with the Rabbi Simoy. Omarava baram duri asbeli. Amduri explained to me. The pasuk says ve'es zochol oisishkav mishkevei isha tehevehi. And mishkevei isha is loshen rabim. And we darsh and ezu zochosh by shtei mishkavos avayim is adreganis. And that's telling, teaching us chayiv for both mishkavos. And the es zochor itself teaches us that a regular zochor yichayiv for that place alone. And mishkavei is talking about adreganis. That's how Rav Simoy learns. Rabbanon, afa gav this b'shtei mishkavos es zochor k'siv. Rabbanon say the word es zochor, saying no, that even if there's two mishkavos by adreganis, you only chayiv for the place of the zochor. Es zochor, that's all you chayiv for. V'rabbanon zochor greater than Allah. So if you're rabbanon, ain't no regular zochor. Bishlam if you're Rav Simoy. The Vez Zacha is a regular Zacha, and Mishkavish is Vajoyganis. But if you're a Bona and Zacha, greater than Ale, so my answer is you learn that out from S. I'm reading a different Gersa here. Mara says, Yidarshim from the S. V'es, it says, V'es Zacha, Yidarshim V'es Zacha, Tisha Zacha. Be'isha, Shloik Darkum Nalu, Rasha is Kashas on both Rav Samoy and the Rabbanon. How do you know Ish Shloik Dark? What's the Makar for that? Mishkavish is using Vajoyganis. So Mara says, because it says Mishkavei Isha, she says, play Mishkavei. What's Mishkavei Isha? We learn from the word V'isha. Zok Tamar Avaita. Even though Rabbi Yezir said, Adreganis is like a Zachar, it's not for everything. Omrav Shismi, Omrav Chista. Loi l'chol Omrav Eliezer, Adreganis Zachar, Malayuhu. Not for everything that he says is a regular Zachar. Shemata Imikain, B'mekadosh Miyakdish. It should be Kaddish B'hekdish. And how do we know not? We know not loi Kaddish. It's talking about Luntan Abraisa. This Braisa is actually talking about Oif. A oif can never be reveya, can't be reveya isha, but it could be a nirva. So ha nirva vaha muksa. Muksa means that you put it aside for takrevis avodah zara, to makav avodah zara. Vaha neva, that's a behema that you bow down for avodah zara. Vaha esnan, that's something that you switched for a zayna, umechir, that's switched for a kelev. Vaha tumtum vaha dragonis, a oif, that's a tumtum vaha dragonis. The loch is, if you bring it as a karmi do malika, it's an avela. Metam begodim abeis abliya. It's metam begodim abeis abliya. Because if you eat it, you metam begodim, even if you begodim, you didn't touch it because it's a piece of nevela. What?
The bird was.
Could be a tumtum nevegas. Yeah, yeah. So halacha is it's metam abeis abliya because it's a nevela. Rabbi Eliezer argues. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer tumtum adragas is metam begodim abeis abliya. It's not metam because the tumtum adragas because Rabbi Eliezer is kosher for carbon oif. Why? Anytime, any carbon that's makbid on zochah or nekeva, then you exclude tumtum vadragonis. Va'oif, but a'oif, ha'ov lo'y na'am by zochah and nekeva, there's no din zochah and nekeva by a'oif. Iyata moitzi tumtum vadragonis v'neim. You're not moitzi tumtum vadragonis between them, therefore he holds tumtum vadragonis is kosher. So Rashi explains that if tumtum vadragonis is kosher, by oif, but anything that's makban zachar nekeva, it's not kosher. So you see from here that a dragonus is not a vadei zachar legabe kachim. So we said loy lechol amar b'leizer that it's vadei that a zachar ma'ayu. It's only legabe dragonus in our sugyas here, but not legabe kachim. Amar nachma yitzchak af ananay b'tenina. I also have a first brayz like that. B'shem Rabbi Eliezer. It says in the brayza, Rabbi Eliezer Omer hakelayim v'treifa. These are different kabbonis that apostle hakrava. So it says shor eches va'ez, and we dash in prat lekalayim. A kalayim is not kosher for carbon. V'treifa is also not kosher for carbon. We know that because the treifa can't be eaten. The treifa is not kosher for carbon. V'yotzadayfin says ki yivali prat liyotzadayfin. Tumtum va'adragonis and tumtum va'adragonis. All these things loy kedushin v'loy makdishin. What does that mean? What is loy kedushin v'loy makdishin? V'amar shmur loy kedushin b'tmura loy makdishin ba'ez tmura. So it can't become a tamura, which is a chiddush. Even though a bamum, you can't be makdish, but it could become a tamura, which means you have a kosher animal, you say zeh kezeh, it becomes kaddish. Here, it doesn't become kaddish. Now, if you want to know what does it mean a bamum becomes kaddish, what it would mean is that you have to be paidit, and even after you paid it, a certain dinim, psulim makdashim, certain dinim, is also the giz of avayda. But if you're makdish one of these five things, even betamura or not, you makdish it, the halacha is that it has no kedusha whatsoever, and just has Kedushas Damim. You have to sell it, give the money to the Kachin, but once you paid it, it has no Kedusha whatsoever. And also, it can't be something that makes a Tamura. So good Kasha, L'chaira, if it can't become a Kaddish, how can it make a Tamura? It can't become a Kaddish. What's happening? It can't make a Tamura. What's going on? Rashi asks the Kasha. So Rashi says, it is possible to be Kaddish this thing. So he gives each one example. For example, something that became a something became later, a Ba'mum later. So let's say which some of the Mum happened later, then it's possible to have the Tumah. I'll give you all examples. Let's say Treifa. It can first be Kaddish, then it became a Treifa. So there it's possible to be Kaddish before. Another case of Yetzir Dafen, Daifen, how could be Kaddish before was you Makdish of Lad, and then it became Yetzir Daifen. What? That's another case how it's possible for what? Right. Oh, very good. It's also a case. And Kalayim, this is possible if it was a Vlad of Kachim. It was a Vlad of Kachim. There it's possible. That's what happens. One more Gemara. Rabbi Yezer, Eimer Chayov, Maskila Kazacha, Tanya, Omer Rebbe, Keshalach de Lilmoy Tayre Eitzer, Rabbi Yezer Ben Shemua. When I went to learn Tayre for the first time by Rabbi Yezer Ben Shemua, Chobro Le Tamidav, Ketanagam Shbez Bukya. All the Tamidim were very possessive of the Rebbe, and they crowded around me. He only let me learn one thing from Rab Elazar ben Shemua. And what was that? This thing in our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, is Chayav Meskila Kazacha. Only this halacha, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, is Chayav Meskila Kazacha. That's all he had to learn. He had to come back a different time to finish up learning. But Lamai said, the first time he came, all he's able to learn is this member of the Mishnah, Adjurgen is Chayav Meskila Kazacha. Hadron, Aloch, Perika, Arab, Li Nedef, and those that finished it.